Page 42, measure number 24-466, City of Detroit. Adopt a city charter to replace the current city charter. Question, shall the City of Detroit adopt a new city charter to replace its current city charter? Summary, the new charter would change the qualifications for those eligible to serve in an elective office, how nominations for the city council occurs, and remove the differences in status for primary and non-primary residents. Residents no longer would be either primary or non-primary with any qualified elector eligible to serve in an elective office, including the mayor. Nomination petitions would be required with not fewer than 15 electors' signatures rather than the current requirement of 20. Charter language concerning procedures for public improvements, Section 33. Procedure is simplified in Section 35. Debt is proposed to be changed to be consistent with the League of Oregon Cities Model Charter for Oregon Cities 2018 edition. Other changes are proposed to correct misspellings and formatting issues in the existing charter without changing intent. Other changes remove gender-exclusive references so the proposed charter contains no gender-exclusive references. No arguments were filed in support or in opposition to this measure. Page 43, measure number 24-466, City of Detroit Explanatory Statement. This measure would provide a new charter for Detroit. A charter is the city's foundational document that outlines the principles, structures, and processes of the city's government. Oregon law allows city voters to organize their city government as the majority of voters consider best suited to meet the city's needs. The proposed charter would become operative January 1, 2023. If adopted, the proposed charter would, among other things, change the qualifications of officers so any person who is qualified as an elector of the city within the meaning of the state constitution who has been registered to vote in the City of Detroit, Oregon, during the 12 months immediately preceding the election may be nominated for an elective office. The current requirements that describe residency and proof of residency would be removed. Eliminate the additional residency requirements that define primary and non-primary residents, making any qualified elector of the city eligible for an elective office. Eliminate the requirement that the mayor be a councilor who is a primary resident. Remove the limitation that prohibits more than two non-primary residents from serving on the seven-member city council. Any qualified elector will be eligible to serve in each of the seven council positions. Clarify that a person appointed to fill a vacancy in an elective office of the city must be a qualified elector within the meaning of the state constitution and be registered to vote in the City of Detroit, Oregon, but is not required to meet the 12-month requirement of someone seeking to be elected to office. Reduce the number of signatures required to sign a nomination petition. To nominate a person for elective office from the present requirement of 20 electors down to 15. Change public improvement language to be consistent with the League of Oregon Cities Model Charter and replace the term remonstrate with objection. Remove language stating the liability of a city officer or employee who causes the city to exceed debt limits and instead limit city indebtedness to not exceed debt limits imposed by state law. Remove gender-exclusive references found in the city's current charter. If the proposed charter is not adopted, the city's present charter remains in place and none of the described charter changes would occur. If the proposed charter is adopted, the financial impact would be minimal. The referral follows a series of work sessions of the council-appointed Charter Review Committee, which recommended the changes to council after a public meeting on July 9, 2022. Detroit's voters amended the city's charter last by emergency election in December 2012. Complete copies of the proposed charter showing all the changes are available from the city recorder's office at http://detroitoregon.us. Information submitted by Bill Monahan, City Attorney, City of Detroit. Here's a reminder, vote now. Remember to sign your ballot envelope.